The past is your lesson. The present is your gift. The future is your motivation. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. What it do, y'all? What it do? Hope y'all been doing great. I've been doing great. I feel like I could truly say, I have the confidence to say that even though everything is not going the way that I wanted to, but I'm healing and I'm growing. Everything's not going to always go your way or my way, but it's getting somewhere. You know what I mean? So, man, I hope you guys are doing great. If you're not, it's okay. Nothing's ever going to go your way. And it sucks. It does suck. But you know what? At the end of the day, you just keep pushing. You got to keep pushing no matter what you do. Everything that you keep doing, you just got to keep pushing. Because at the end of the day, there's goals that you got to achieve. Everything you do, there's something. There's a reward at the end. You always got to remind yourself about that one. But this subject for this week is about feeling unmotivated. I feel like this one's really personal for me because it's like I don't feel like going to the gym. I don't have the motivation to go to the gym. I don't have the motivation to read my Bible, pray. It's just like morning when I wake up, not when I go to sleep. And I usually pray more every day. It's like I don't have the motivation to do what I usually do. And I'm really in a time of my life where I'm feeling unmotivated. Like, I don't want to do anything. And I feel like we all have like a time period in our season of our life, especially like, I'm not the only one probably feeling unmotivated, but a season in our life where like, I'm not gonna say that we want to give up, but we're getting close to it. You know, like it's summertime, but you know, people's working, people's trying to have a social life. You know, everyone's trying to have a social life. Everybody's trying to figure out what they want to do, figure out who they are. And it's truly difficult. Like, how do you stay motivated through times like this, especially when it's some people like me? I have everything else. Like, I have school. I have my podcast. I do stuff at church. Like, and I have a job. And I have to maintain a social life. It's truly difficult to, you know, get up in the morning, go to work, you know, come back, read my Bible, like all of this, like it's so much, you know. Sometimes it feels overwhelming, but I've learned that you have to discipline yourself. You do have to discipline yourself in order to get where you want to be, because if you don't discipline yourself, everything is just gonna fall out of line. And it's truly important that you know that you have to discipline yourself, and you have to keep letting yourself know that if you don't keep it pushing, you don't keep going with it, that everything that you work hard for is just going to go to vain. Like, why would you let all the hard work that you put into as of right now go into vain? That don't seem fair to you. You just wasted all that time. You know what I mean? But I want to talk about one person in the Bible that I feel like, as of this topic and as of me, like I can relate to. And it's the story of Joseph. And I was having a conversation with my dad. You know, we always talk about everything about my podcast. And he was just like, make sure you say the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I was like, Dad, man, leave me alone. Leave me alone. But I really want to talk about Joseph because he was really feeling unmotivated. Why was he feeling unmotivated? He was most definitely feeling unmotivated. He was taken from a place where he was most comfortable at, and he was put into a whole nother area, a whole nother place. He was supposed to be the next ruler of Egypt. He was living a perfect life, and he was sold into slavery because of the jealousies of his brothers, and he was pulled out of his comfort zone and called into a land, into a foreign land. This was truly one of the major setbacks of his life, which brings out his character. And if you read in the story of Jacob, he was patient because he knew it wasn't going to be easy. But you also have to realize, even if you are working towards a goal, even if it's the purpose that God has placed in your life, you know it's not going to be easy. God said it himself. God said it himself. He said in John, let's look at it in John 16, verse 33. What does it say? It says, I have told you these things, so in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. I feel like I talk about this verse so much, but I feel like it's truly important that you understand that Joseph knew it wasn't going to be easy, but God had a plan for Joseph. It was really to make the devil out of a liar. Even though you ain't think that man wanted to give up. That man went to a whole different, imagine going to a whole different country, not knowing nobody. Having to fiend for yourself. You gonna want to give up. You probably gonna be flat lying dead. You feel me? Like dead to the brim. Dead to the brim. You're going to want to give up. But sometimes you're not going to see the whole picture. You're not going to see what God's doing in your life right now. You will never see the whole picture. It says in John 13, verse 7. It says that you do not realize. Jesus replied. He's talking to Peter. And you do not realize what I'm doing now, but later you will understand. These major setbacks even that Joseph had in his life and we're having in our life as of right now, it might not make sense right now. It might not. But sooner or later, you will understand. You will know that everything you do and everything that you go through, every trial and tribulation, everything is for the greater. Let me tell you something. God is too wise to make mistakes. It's probably just a bad day, y'all. Or it's a bad season. But that rain, that thunderstorm, that hurricane, that tornado, the snow falling hard, not able to go anywhere, it don't last forever. And I always try to remind myself that every day it's your responsibility to keep going, no matter the situation, no matter if you want to give up or not, no matter if you feel like, man, I can't do this. There was times in my life where I kept denying that I needed help. I was like, yeah, I'm straight. You know, I just kept trying to fiend for myself, knowing that there was no foundation. I didn't have like no people to go to talk about, because you know I always had that fear that, you know, everybody was judging me, because, you know, some people just can't handle other people's burdens, and it's not their fault, and it's neither is it their responsibility to carry someone's burden, because sometimes it's just too heavy to carry. And I was like, yeah, no, I just don't want to bother no one with my problems. And I just kept, just continued and continued to keep going. I wanted to give up so many times in my life. And if it wasn't for the grace of God, I would not be here right now because I should have been gave up. The last season of my life was the hardest, probably for a lot of people too. But you know what? It made me realize that if you got a pulse, you still breathing, you listening to this right now, God ain't done with you yet. So you know what that means? That means you got to keep going. I want to look at this verse. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. And it says, come on, come on. No temptation has overtaken. You expect what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But you are tempted, and he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Y'all. Y'all, 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 y'all. The Bible tells you everything that you need to know. And for me, it's just a fact. Everything that you need to know, it is in here. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. It tells you no matter any situation, God is too faithful. God is too loving. He knows what you can bear. He knows what you can take. But he's not going to put you into a situation or a season in your life where you feel like you can't get through it. He always gives you a plan. He always gives you a way out. But it's up to you to trust him to get you out of it. Because I'm telling you, most of the things you can't do it alone. Distrusting and allowing God to be in the center of whatever problem it is truly important that you do so. I feel like there's so many other people that are feeling unmotivated. Paul, when he was on house arrest, you didn't think like he was feeling unmotivated? He was feeling unmotivated to do anything? He was. The man was on house arrest. Like, I mean, imagine if I was on house arrest, I'll feel unmotivated to do anything. You're just gonna keep doing the same thing every day, every day. You feel like you're gonna feel like you're missing something. Just being stuck in one place, you're gonna feel like you're unmotivated. You don't want to do this, you don't want to do that. You feel like your life is over with. But you know what Paul had wrote? You know what Paul had said? He said, I know I might be on house arrest right now. I know that, man, it sucks. But he said it. The will of God has to be done. That no matter the situation, no matter the season of my life, of his life, and our lives too, because, we're descended from him. Yeah, descendant, we're all related. But I'm content no matter the situation. You know why he said that? Because he knows that God is in control. He knows what God could do. And it's not on our timing, but it's on his. Because Paul wasn't living for me. He wasn't living for you, but he was living for God. His ultimate goal was to preach the gospel. That is it. He was one of the smartest men in the Bible, but he gave up everything. There were times where he was feeling unmotivated. Oh yeah. Come on. Who wasn't? We're human. You're gonna feel unmotivated. You're gonna feel like you just can't do it anymore. And honestly, I don't blame you. You're gonna have those moments. I have those moments too. But you have to understand. In Hebrews 13, verse 5, it says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter the situation, you learn you have to be content. You know that God strengthens you everything that you do, you boast about your weakness. You know that, yeah, this might make me weak. I know that I'm struggling with this sin. I know that I just can't get out of this toxic relationship. I just, you know, this might not be the career I want. Or I gotta, you know, my parents are a little toxic, and you know, it's my mental health is falling, it's declining. I had those moments. Or, you know, I don't really want to be friends with this girl anymore. But I know if I have Lee right now, it's going to be bad. I had those moments. Trust me, I had those moments. I most definitely had those moments. But you know, the Bible says, no matter the situation, no matter the season of your life, you are to be content. Because you know, the strength that you have is from God. He strengthens you every single time, every single moment. He is there. Last thing, be grateful. Be grateful with what you have, because there are people fighting for their destinies. I feel like that's one of my motivations, that there are people out there fighting for their destinies. Trying to figure out who they are through Christ. To me, that is so big. Just imagine you have the balls to be bold, just to keep going. And there's some people break down every day. They wipe their teeth and they keep going. 1 minute they're telling themselves they can't do it, but the next day they keep going without looking. They're fighting for their destinies. Be grateful, because everything could be a lot worse. The lot worse. Everything could be a lot worse. What should you do when you are feeling unmotivated? You don't want to read your Bible. You don't want to pray. You don't want to go hang out with your friends. You don't want to go to church. You don't want to go to the gym. You just want to lay in bed and be lazy. What should you do when you want to give up? When you're about to throw in the towel, you're about to say, man, I can't do this. Bump this. You're about to give up on the last second where everything's going to matter. Number one, every time the devil tells you something that you are, you tell yourself that you're not. Let me explain. The devil tells you that you're a liar. You'll always be a liar. You tell him, no, I am not a liar. I'm faithful and I'm true. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. It is your responsibility to speak poetic word in your life. I don't care what no one tells you. It is up to you. Don't give the devil no foothold in your life. He don't deserve that. Everything that he does is twisted, is contrary towards the word of God. Even when he try to scratch you, you keep it going. You keep it pushing. It might hurt. You keep it pushing. And every time the devil tells you that you are not something, you say that you are that. He tells you you're not beautiful. No one's going to love you. No one's going to like you. You don't know how to make friends. You don't know how to do this. You don't know how to do that. And you say no. God has made you perfect in his image. Oh, Jesus. He has made you perfect in his image. You are new in his creation. There is nothing that you cannot do. God is the impossible. God will always be here. Everything that the devil has to say about you is a lie. Everything that he puts in your head, because sometimes there's days where I'll be fine. And other days where I'm just like, my whole past starts to rummage in my head. But I remind myself, who I am today is not the person that I was yesterday. Every day I work towards a better me. And you have to continue and continue, Jesus, and continue to tell yourself that. Because, like I said, it is up to you. It is not up to your mom. It is not up to your dad. It's not up to your spouse. These people can support you. And I'm not going to say that they're not going to. But it is up to you that you tell yourself these things. Keep scripture in the back of your head. Abide in him. Because without him, you are nothing. Keep God in the center. Because without him, you are nothing. Come on, Jesus. Without him, you can't do. You can't learn how to be motivated. You can't discipline yourself. You won't know how to do these things if you don't put him in the center. And, there might be some unbelievers that, you know, that are listening right now that don't believe in Christ. I strongly advise you. And it's really all about the experience that you have with Christ. And I'm not saying you have the Bible says you have the greatest gift that God has given us is choice. The greatest gift. You don't have to have God as the primary person in your life, the source. You don't have to. But it is important that you do so, because without him, you are nothing. Without him, you lack everything. But with him, you lack nothing. With him, you are new. In the world, you're just the same. You're going to keep getting the same situations, getting the same result, and they're all going to be temporary. And I'm telling you right now, that sucks. It sucks to try to get temporary results to fix not temporary situations when those situations are just going to keep going on. It's up to you. You're the CEO of your life. It says in Joshua 1 verse 8. You meditate on the word day and night. Because man, I'm not going to lie to y'all. There was times when I'd be asleep and the devil would try to come attack me. But you know what? You know what I do? I have the word, Jesus. I have the word in my head. I have it. Anytime the devil will try to come and play me, to try to rob me of my peace, of my joy while I sleep, I speak word. I speak the word into myself. I know what God is. I know who he is. I know that his son had died on a cross for me. I know what he could do. God is the impossible. Since I abide in him and he abides in me, nothing could go wrong. He is too wise to make mistakes. The devil's always going to be here. He's always going to try to play his little schemes. But me personally, I know what God I serve. I know who he is. I know what he could do for me. He could do for you. You need to meditate on the word day and night. It is important that you do so. It is important that you do all these things. Because the devil will always try to rob you. His only goal is to kill and destroy. The perfect image that God has for you and has for everything else. Because everything has purpose. Everything around you has a purpose, including you, including the bed, including the sky, including the rain, including the sea, including my ring light, including my LED lights. It all has, including my planner on the wall, my computer, my mic. It all has a purpose. Everything that God has around us has a purpose. You keep it going. Every lie that the devil tells you is contrary towards the word of God. You know it's false. Keep it in the back of your head. Every lie that he tries to portray in your head is false. Because the Bible tells you everything that God has for you. I don't care what no one says. I do not care what no one says. The Bible, the word of God. Oh, Jesus. The word of God is here. It's a guide. It's a reminder that everything that God has for you is in there. And it's personal. Personal for you, personal for me, personal for my next door neighbor, my cousins, all of them. It's personal. Everybody's going to take it differently, but it all has one goal. One big goal. Number two, be patient and be content. Speak positivity into your life. It's so important that you do that. I read a quote. I have this little like quote thing on my phone. And you know, it sends quotes every hour. I'm going to say every hour. And the quote says, stop being afraid of what could go wrong and think about what could go right. Man, you speak, what you think is what you speak. And what you speak is what you think. There's no way around it. It says in Psalms 34, verse 19. What does it say? It says, the righteous person may have troubles, but the Lord delivers him from all. He protects all of his bones. Not one of them will be broken. I'm reading verse 19 through 22. It says, the evil will slack the wicked, will slay the wicked. The woes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. You're going to have troubles. Some days you're not going to want to be patient. Some days you're not going to want to speak positivity into your life, knowing that everything's going not the way that it should be, but it's going somewhere. You got to continue to remind yourself, continue to tell yourself that you are content. I tell myself that every day when I wake up, before I go to work. I'm like, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the head not the tail. You give the devil no foothold in your life. You are new in his creation. The righteous may fall, but you get up and you keep going. You get up and you don't stop. You keep it going until you cannot anymore. Number three, remember why you started in the first place. It doesn't matter if it's a relationship, career, or it's traveling the country to do ministry, because that's what I want to do. A friendship, whatever it is, let that be your motivation to keep going. Don't let everything that you work hard for go into vain. Don't let it. I promise you, it's not worth it. You keep it pushing, even when you feel like you cannot see the road. Because sometimes it is difficult to see the road that you're going towards. You might not have no idea how it's going to go, Jesus. You might not have no idea where it's going to go, but you know the one that is in the center of your life will make sure that everything goes the way it should according to his will. Because it is his will over ours. It is his plans over ours. It says in the Bible that we might have our own plans, but God's plans will always prosper no matter the situation. Jesus, no matter the situation, it will always prosper. Everything that you do, everything that you continue to do will always and always prosper. Last one before I close this up. Remember, everything has a purpose. Everything happens for a reason. When Joseph had that major setback in his life, it made him the person that he was at that time. Paul, he had major setbacks, plenty of major setbacks. I mean, that man, he was traveling. That man never stayed in one place. But he knew that everything that he was doing had a greater purpose. Everything that he was doing was for God. We're trying to make God famous here. That's the only goal, to make God famous, to allow people to know who he is and what he could do. That is the only purpose as Christian that you should have. To win over souls. To win people over for, so that they could know who God is. But do not allow the difficulty of this season or the next season or the next season after that make you want to give up. Don't give up. I might be talking to myself right now. I might be talking to Casper in the corner right now. Don't give up. Stuff might seem hard now. I promise you, it might seem hard now. But everything has a purpose. There's always a greater solution, a greater thing coming right after. The blessing always comes after the breakthrough. The blessing always comes after the breakthrough. Come on, Jesus. The blessing always comes after the breakthrough, y'all. There's nothing that you're handling right now. Breakthrough is going to come. Blessing's going to come. They're all going to come. And I was on TikTok the other day, and it was this guy preaching, probably at his church, or I don't know. And he said that for you, when you go through these things, it makes you understand that God is a healer. God is the impossible. God is this. God is that. It's all about the experience that you have, not someone else. Because we all serve God in different ways. We all worship God in different ways. But it is about you. Something has to happen in your life for you to say Yahweh is. God is Alpha and Omega, beginning to end. Something has to happen in your life for you to be like, man, God is who he is because of da-da-da and da-da-da. It is all about the experience. Last thing. If you're ever feeling unmotivated, you tell yourself, girl, get up. You feel like you're about to give up. You pray it out. You speak poetic word into your life. You remind yourself who you were yesterday is not the person you are today. You remember, you have so many goals to reach. Don't ever tell yourself that you don't have any goals, because you do. There's so much things that you want to do. You keep it pushing until you get there. I promise you that everything that you do now is working towards your breakthrough. It's working towards the blessing that God has for you. Even if you feel like you might not even be on the path of the purpose that God has for you. Man, you keep it pushing. You got goals to reach, love. You got things to go high for. You keep it pushing. Bow your head, just close your eyes, y'all. I pray this one out. My Father who's in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing each and every person to be here. Thank you for allowing each and every person to listen to this right now. So many people didn't have the chance. So many people didn't have the opportunity to make it out, to even reach the end of the day, follow. But you have allowed each and every person. I don't know what time they're listening to this. I don't know what day they're listening to this, follower. But you have allowed us to be here. We have a pulse. So that means you have a purpose for us in our life, Lord. I pray that you forgive us of our sins, because it is in our nature. Nature to sin. It is our nature. We are born sinners, for our Lord, but we know that you have, your son had died on the cross for our sins, Father Lord. It has been washed away, Father Lord. I pray that each and every person that is listening to this right now, I pray that you never allow them to give up. When they feel like they're at the end of the road, their road is about to stop, Father Lord, I pray that you allow them to keep going no matter the situation. I pray that you let them understand that they should be content, that they should be happy. They should speak poetic word into their life, Father Lord. No matter the situation, they are going to be steadfast, Father Lord. They know that you will never leave them or forsake forsake them, Father Lord. We pray that we get the devil no foothold in our lives. When he feel like he's going to drop us down, he's going to bring us down, Father Lord, where we know that you are the impossible. We know that everything that you continue to do and that you will do is for the greater, that your will is better than anything that you have for us, Father Lord. I pray that you protect each and every person that is listening to this right now, Father Lord. I pray that you protect each and every person on the street and the next street and the next street after that, Father Lord. You are too faithful. You are the God of Isaac. You are the God of Abraham. You are the God of Jacob, Father Lord. And everything that you do and it continue to do will be better for us. You are too wise to make mistakes, Father Lord. And we truly love you and everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for tuning in to Glory Talk with Kiki. If you have any questions or any topics, my Instagram is __GTWK. The link is in my bio. Go ahead. Any topics, any questions, you let me know. You can even message me on Instagram if you want to. If you don't feel like doing that, just go ahead and message me. I'll answer. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am now signing out. Deuces.